Thank you all for being here. We know that we are operating under a strict timeline. Our plans for this afternoon is to have the house offer be formally walked through so we'll know what the house offer is. And then what we will do is recess until later this afternoon, which will provide us as the Senate caucus an opportunity to get together, react to the offer, and then be prepared to submit our response to the House offer. And then I know that there's various other bills and other things that's going on the floor and also in the other committee, so we want to be respectful of that. So with that being said, anything you want to say, Representative Lane, are you okay?
No, Mr. Chair, I'm okay. I think Mr. Diebel's going to walk through the House offer for us.
All right.
And we did just pass around some additional information, some clarifying language as well for members to take a look at.
And remember, members, that you can ask questions along the way just so that you have some clarity, and then we will go from there. So, to Mr. Diebel.
Mr. Chair and members, I'll be working off of the House offer sheet. Grid or column grid.
Is it enough?
Does everybody have it in front of them?
Does everyone have the house offer sheet in front of them? This is what you want to work off, is that right? If you don't have it, let us know so we can make sure that you have it. Do you have it, Senator Goodwin?
This
is what it looks like.
Emily's making copies.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I think everyone has it. So we are prepared to go forward.
Mr. Chair and members, let's start with the first two sections, which are House-only positions, and the House offers to accept those. The section three is the disqualification of rescinded or set aside, I'm sorry, expungement of juvenile records, and that's the House offer is to accept the House position. Under House Section 4.
Would you mind, Mr. Chair?
Senator Goodwin.
Thank you. Would you mind comparing what that is? I mean, letting us know what that consists of as you read this through, what would be clear about what it means?
Like for an example, in this section, right, Section 3, the only difference is the House language has all records, where the Senate language has whatever it is. Right, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know, right.
You also, Senator Goodwin, should have the comparison notion that we had from yesterday. So if he doesn't get a chance to go through it all, we'll go through it together, okay? Okay, Mr.
Diebel. Okay, Mr. Chair and members. So you tell me if I go into too much detail if I'm just rehashing the side-by-side comparison from yesterday. I don't want to have to do that. So
no, I don't want you to have to do that. So I think what we'll do is what I think Senator Goodwin is okay with is when we meet as a caucus, we can kind of articulate the differences between House language and the Senate language, and that'll save us some time. Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So moving on to Section 4 on the House side, this is the deletion of expunged records. The House offers to accept the Senate position, but with the House's special effective date. Moving to Section 5 on the House side, this deals with evictions. This would be the Senate position as modified yesterday with the proposal from the Housing Advocates Amendment. Moving to Section 6 of the House side, this deals with the provisions on statutory expungement. This is a proposal on the House offer is to take the House position with the following modifications, and they all deal with the length of, first four deal with the length of time that a person must be crime-free before they're eligible to apply. As you can see there, it's 1 year for a stay or completed diversion program, 2 years for a petty or misdemeanor, 4 years for a gross misdemeanor, and 6 years for a felony. The House offer also would include paragraph B in House Section 6, which, in addition, So that's the list of offenses that would, the expanded list of felony offenses that would be eligible for expungement. The house's list is shorter. They would add the house position plus receiving stolen goods and contempt. And then finally, under Section 6, the House offers to include paragraph C, which deals with cases of sexual and domestic abuse, stalking, and harassment, along with the House's effective date. Moving to Section 7, the House offers to accept the Senate's position on petition list expungement, but with the House's special effective date. Moving to page 2 of the chart, which is at the top of Section 8, the House. This has to do with petition filing fee, and the House would agree to accept the Senate position.
Because aren't those the same? I mean, they're exactly
the same. It's generous.
Huh?
A generous offer.
Yeah. Thank you for that generous offer. I just wanted to be clear that I wasn't being lost in that offer there. Okay, no, it's true.
Keeping score.
Okay, gotcha.
Moving to House Section 9, dealing with the nature of the remedy with under set for expungement. This would be the House position, but the proposal would be to strike the new language on 9.23, so if you want to, that would be page R10 of the side-by-side on the House side. It's something that you can see about yesterday. Moving to Section 10, this is a House-only provision, and this has to do with the nexus between an underlying offense and a person's status as a victim. The House would offer to retain their proposal on that. Moving to House Section 11, again, a House-only provision dealing with limitations of statutory expungement. This has to do with sharing of records that were expunged prior to the effective date, and the House's position is that they should be governed by the current law, and the House would like to keep that.
And it's my understanding that there was a proposal of language change to clarify that language. Is that where the language change would go?
Mr. Chair, this gets a little confusing because Sections 11 and 12 of the House proposal are cross with Section 8, and so moving to Section 12, that's where that new language comes into play, and that's has to do with dealing with records that are expunged after the effective date on the House side, or under the Senate proposal, they would modify access to all expunged records, regardless of whether they were expunged prior to the effective date or not. And on that issue of prospective access, the House would offer the House's position with the language from the Senate on teacher licensure access, and then keep the House effective date. And then there's a handout that everyone should have. It's a excerpt from an email, an agreement of language dealing with access to records that are resolved in favor of the petitioner and sharing of records. And I don't have a number or anything to reference this by, but I don't believe it's handed out to everyone. So that's part of the House offer, as amending language on lines 11.12 to 11.16. And this, I believe, has been through the DCA and other stakeholders. Moving to Section 13, dealing with the distribution of expungement orders, the House would accept the Senate's position with the House's special effective date. Moving to the next row on the chart, which is a Senate Section 10 Senate-only provision dealing with civil remedy, the House rejects the current language of Senate Section 10 and therefore an offer. Moving to House Section 14 of the chart, which is a House-only provision dealing with agency compliance, the House would offer their language on that issue. And then finally, on House Section 15, the appropriation, the House accepts the Senate's funding proposal.
Okay. Right. Any questions for clarity from any of the members?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Malina.
The only question I had is this BCA language that I think we all just saw. Maybe if the county attorneys, I know we're not taking, can we take quick testimony? I just want to know, maybe I can talk offline, but I don't know if the county attorneys are supportive of this language. We had tried to come to an agreement on the original language in the bill regarding this ex parte order issue, and it looks like something might be missing from this proposed amendment from the BCA that gets at the issues they were concerned about. They're good with it. Okay, thank you.
We talked to the BCA.
Okay.
Oh, anything else?
No, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any other questions from House of Senate? All right, seeing none, what I'd like to do is for us to go into recess, and we can try to get back together maybe in about 3 hours if time permits, because I know that Representative Moline has another bill up in rules. Representative Hilster.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So are you thinking 3 hours or like 3 o'clock? Because it's almost one.
Maybe by, I say 2 or 3 hours, and we will have our response to you, and we can formally go through it. So I want to play it by ear just because of the fact I know the schedules are pretty hectic today. And so we will, the Senate is going to get together immediately after we leave here, right off the Senate floor, vote and still go through this, and then we'll try to get something to you with the next couple hours. No more than 3 hours. All right? If nothing else, we stand in recess.
Thanks.